And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have on the phone Carol Wright, who's with United Way of Eastern Utah. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. We've had a hard time trying to touch base with you because
you
took a long break for the holidays, which I'm sure was much needed.
Well, honestly, it was. Thank you.
Well,
but I'm sure as everyone else as well.
Yeah. Well, what I want to know is how the Angel Tree Project went this year.
The Angel Tree went phenomenal. This community never ceases to amaze me. We had 550 kids this year that were adopted. We had 43 sponsors that came in and got children. And we had several events that gave us extra funding that we were able to help even more. And, of course, Eastern Utah Community Credit Union is a huge help in this, as well as the Sun Advocate this year and the Sun Center, who always does it. And Comedy Cares, Guy Sedell, had done a program, a show down here the last couple of years, and donated the money from that to Angel Tree. However, this year he wasn't able to make it to Carbon County, but he still presented us a check, a large check of donation from his show in Salt Lake.
Oh, wow, that is awesome.
I know. It really is a humbling affair. It was, and I don't know that anyone was missed. Anyone didn't have Christmas that needed Christmas. The Carbon Clubs with the stuff, the bus, you know, they help so many people in addition to the angels that they take. And, of course, we have so many individuals that don't want to be recognized that are a huge part of this. I wish I could list them all, but I can't even begin to do that.
Right. So the amount of angels this year, is that normal, the amount you have, or is it above and beyond what you've had in years past?
Actually, it was below.
Oh, below.
It was below. My hope is that people were better off financially, you know, that they were able to take care of Christmas themselves. So, and not that they had moved, but I have no data to know.
To know whether it's one or the other.
Correct.
All right. Well, United Way is always busy doing something. So what is the next big project that's coming up for you guys?
Well, you know, we're going to have our all-you-can-eat soup and salad in February.
In February?
Uh-huh.
Do we have a date
set? So I'll
get
you those dates and stuff. And
oh, okay.
That'll be at the Hope Center again for $5. So that's always a fun time.
Oh, heck
yeah. That Thursday before Valentine's Day. But I'll get you a flyer and come out and we'll talk about that again.
That sounds good.
And we'll be having our dance benefit for our Souls to Souls shoe program. It's scheduled tentatively for March 11th at the high school. And that's where all the dance studios come together and volunteer their time and their students so that all funds that we receive from that go to the shoe program.
So is that like a showcase of
yes.
their talents?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yes, it's our VISTA worker, Rhonda Brown, had done it the whole time she was here, and she did a great job at it. And so trying to fill those shoes this year with the help of Karen Basso and Nicole Steele, I think we might get it done. So.
Oh, good deal. Well, it sounds like the Angel Tree was a hit that everyone was taken care of.
Yes, thanks to this community, not us.
Yeah.
You know, we get credit, and I feel bad about that because we're just the facilitator. It takes all these other people to step up, and I'm very grateful for that.
Well, it's the program itself through United Way that brings all these people in our community together to step up and help
Thank
the
you.
Kids. Yeah. So, well, Carol, is there anything else you want to add other than you're going to come back and see me to let me know when you have your all-you-can-eat luncheon?
I will. I'll come out and see you the 1st of February, and we'll get the dates all figured out.
That sounds perfect. Well, thank you for taking the time from a busy day and talking with me over the phone. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Ro. You have a great day.
Hey, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This has been a Castle Country FYI.